AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Be listening at the end of our broadcast. We will name a McDonald's player of the game for this boys' contest, this classic boys' battle between Lakeview and Coldwater. McDonald's player of the game brought to you by McDonald's of Branch County. Lakeview ball to start the second half. They lead 33-30. They will move to the bucket to our right. Coldwater from right to left as we have switched sides here in the second half. C.J. Foster receives the inbound from Jake Watson, giving the ball to Jake Bivens on the weave. Spin move at the free throw line. Fade away, Jay. Too high off the glass. Ball down on the ground. It's going to come back out to Lakeview. Jake Watson lost the handle of it. Here comes Michael Magos. Magos, the give to Blaze Watson. Count the bucket and one for Blaze.
I think that's the way we started this game. Blaze with a good first quarter. A couple of assists from Michael.
For Lakeview, Camden Haynes picking up his second foul, team first of the half. Blaze Watson could tie it up with a finish here on the back end of this three-point play. It's down, it's up. It banks in. We're tied at 33, 7:41 left to play in the third.
It don't matter how it happens. It just goes in. Blaze with a big smile after that one.
Here's C.J. Foster on the left corner being guarded by Grant Maurer. We are back to our starting units out on the floor. That would be Foster, Bivens, Watson, Haynes, and Bust for Lakeview. Ball down on the ground, taken away by Coldwater. The Cardinals counter with Magos, Maurer, Watson, Mock, and Taggart. Mock launches a long two and drains it from the left corner.
Ryan with his first two of the night.
And the Cardinals lead by two, 35-33. We count down to 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Ball comes around to Haynes on the right corner, moves up top back to Bivens, now slings the ball to Foster with Magos picking him up. Watson to Haynes on the left wing. Blaze Watson guarding him, now get it back up top. Bivens to Haynes. Haynes moves to the left elbow, launches a jumper and drains it.
Haynes wanted to pass that ball. Couldn't make the pass, just threw it up.
And ties the game up at 35. 6:30 left to play in the third quarter. Magos between the circles.
Lakeview going into that 2-3 zone.
Gives the ball from Mock to Blaze Watson. He backs in and scores. That is now 13 points for Blaze. How about that? The Cardinals lead once again, 37-35. Uh-oh, not for long. If Bivens can drain it from the left corner, he can. It rolls off the back of the hoop. Here comes Ryan Mock catching the long home run pass. He wasn't exactly expecting it. Tried to get the ball back outside. It was slapped away. Ball down on the ground, taken away from Foster by Mock. Now the give to Taggart, and he lays it off.
Good hustle by those two, Taggart and Mock.
Steve Wickman has seen enough. He calls a 30-second timeout. 5:48 left in the third. Coldwater leads 39-35. It's a 30, so we're back in 30. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Birdwatching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekonja help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonja on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
39-35, Coldwater leading Lakeview. Coming out of the Spartan timeout, it will be Jake Watson inbounding to C.J. Foster. Cardinals already set defensively in the front court. Here comes C.J. Foster. Magos picks him up on the motion. It comes to Haynes, and now Bivens for three. Falling away, tumbling, and he drains his first triple of the night. Cardinals lead by one, 39-38. Here's Blaze Watson. Bounce pass comes to Michael Magos between the circles. Left-handed dribble, stops at the elbow. Now back to Taggart. Launches a triple.
He makes it.
42-38, Coldwater with a four-point lead. 5:10 left to play in the third. Here's Foster on the motion. Bivens trying to answer. Air ball.
And the Cardinals down in the end zone. reminding them of that air ball.
How about the crazies here tonight? They have come out in full force tonight. I don't even know who's wearing the Cardinal mascot uniform, but that's a good sight to see as well. Cardinal ball breaking the press. Blaze Watson, long two, left wing, it's short. Maurer had a hand on the rebound, taken away by Foster. Foster, one-on-two break. Left it off the side of the backboard. Magos had the rebound. It was stripped away from behind by Foster. Foster's going to be assessed the foul, and that should be his third. It will be his third, team second of the half for Lakeview. Rashad Cobb comes in to the Spartan lineup. Jake Watson to the bench for a breather. Take that back. That is just the team's second. Watson, 17th quarter, rolls off the hoop. No good. Mock with a rebound. Shoots from the right baseline. It's short. Third chance doesn't go in for Blaze Watson. Ball knocked out of bounds by Lakeview. The Cardinals with a fresh shot. Ball inbound underneath their bucket, 4:32 left in the third quarter, leading 42-38. And it comes to Ryan Mock. He can't finish underneath, but Taggart's there with a rebound, and they're going to call him for the travel as he was getting tied up and falling down at the same time.
Boy, had one right there in front of us. Just didn't get the roll for Ryan Mock.
Here come the Spartans. They can cut the lead down to two or one. Foster on the give to Camden Haynes. Whistle, and there's going to be a cold water foul on Haynes' take to the bucket. Blaze Watson picking up his third foul. Team first the second half. Non-shooting foul. Foster to trigger underneath the Spartan bucket. And he lofts it to Jake Bivens. He'll track it down at three-quarters court the other end of the floor. Across the timeline it comes. Maurer picks him up. Bivens shoots over Maurer, whistle on a foul underneath. Bivens is going to go up for two. Grant Maurer assessed his third foul, team second. Team fouls are even at two apiece. Waterbury getting ready to check in. First of two from Jake Bivens, bounces off the back of the rim, does not go in. Bivens has been spectacularly unsuccessful from the charity stripe tonight, just one of five tonight. Maurer to the bench and Hadley comes in for him. Watson getting a breather as well, it's Blaze Watson. Second of two from Bivens is good, 42-39, ball being pushed quickly other end of the floor, and Magos finishes on the fast break. 7 points for Magos, 44-39. Uh-oh, three ball from the right corner doesn't go in for Haynes. Ball tracked down by Cobb, comes to C.J. Foster, pump fake in the left elbow, in and out. Rebound ripped away by Logan Taggart. He's mugged underneath the bucket. Either Foster or Hunter Bost is going to be assessed the foul. They will give it to Foster. Uh-oh, treble for Steve Wickman.
That's number
his fourth.
That's his fourth.
44-39. Coldwater leading Lakeview by five. 3:46 left to play in the third quarter. Sherlock comes in. Foster to the bench. We think. Waterbury will trigger to Michael Magos in the backcourt. Lakeview showing a diamond press. The ball thrown through Hadley's hands, picked up in the backcourt by Bivens.
Good pass, just slipped through Hadley's hands there.
Bivens will settle things down between the circles. Hadley picks him up on D. Spin move faked out. Hadley, unfortunately for the Cardinal fans, Bivens left it short. Here come the Cardinals. Waterbury, Magos, open left corner three. Bounces too short off the rim. Mock's there with a rebound. Yeah. That is defender's airborne. Didn't get it to go in, but Mock's going to go up for a pair.
Just glad to see the Cardinals shooting the ball tonight. Boy, they just seem like they're shooting it in nice rhythm to the game. And they'll fall. They just got to stay with it.
Bivens picking up his third foul, team fourth. First of two from Ryan Mock is good. Mock from the charity stripe is the best on the team, 78.6%. Just as I say that, he missed the back end. It's now 49-35. Coldwater's biggest lead of the night at 6. 3:07 left to play in the third quarter. Ball taken away by the Cardinals. Whistle and a foul by Rashad Cobb after the steal by Waterbury. Oh, man, we got some active Boo Birds behind us. Hopefully they don't drop one of the seven words that you can't say on broadcast media. Coldwater ball following the third foul assessed to Rashad Cobb. Team fifth, just two fouls up on the board for Coldwater. Hadley traveled as he went underneath the arms of the two Lakeview defenders that were sandwiching him. A good move by Hadley. He just couldn't finish. Lakeview ball, they trail by 6, 2:50 left to play in the third. Bivens with the ball. Blows by Ryan Hadley. What do we have? A foul on the floor. Before Bivens could take it to the cup, Ryan Hadley picking up just his first foul, team third. Oh, now they say it was a shooting foul, and Bivens back up to the line. Oh, that's what I thought. It wasn't a. They called the foul before the shot. They sent Bivens erroneously to the free throw line. Instead, Haynes will trigger underneath the Lakeview bucket with 2:44 left in the quarter. Oh, almost a great grab by Bivens. It's stolen by Michael Mago. Spin move. Shoots over Boston off the glass. No good. Tip in. No good for Taggart. There's Hadley with the rebound. Gives it to Mock. Couple pump fakes. He's blocked. He's fouled. He's going to go up for two. Rashad Cobb for Lakeview just picked up his fourth foul, team six. Jake Watson getting ready to check back in along with T.J. Fisk. Meanwhile, Mock back at the free throw line. Trying to add on to the six-point lead, can't on the first one. But coming to the bench for Lakeview will be Hunter Bost and Rashad Cobb. Cobb having just picked up his second foul, his fourth foul rather. Second of the second half. Ryan Mock, meanwhile, splits the pair. The Cardinals now lead by 7, 46-39, 2:30 and counting left to play in the third quarter. Here's Camden Haynes, blows by the double team that closed in on him, whistle on a foul. Ryan Hadley assessed his second foul, team fourth. Oh, someone going to shoot free throws? That's what I thought. Camden Haynes, first trip to the free throw line for him tonight. Draws iron on the first one. Haynes shooting 40% from the free throw line tonight. Magos for Coldwater to the bench. Luke Beckhusen comes in for him. It's still 46-39. Cardinals lead by 7. Miss on both ends for Camden Haynes. It's still a 7-point lead. Hadley's there with a rebound. Waterbury throws, intended for Hadley. It's taken away by Sherlock. A miss underneath the bucket. Here come the Cardinals. Whistle and... I think this was a balloon that came
from... No, it's a basketball.
A black basketball? Was that like a practice ball or something?
I think one of the kids snuck it in over there in the corner, so...
Oh, the Cardinals well retained possession. Hadley throws to Waterbury. Unfortunately, Waterbury ducked. The ball sails harmlessly out of bounds. 46-39, Coldwater leading Lakeview. 2:05 left to play in the third quarter. Camden Haynes with the ball, backing it out between the circles. Now get it to Bivens. After all that hard action, just a touch foul. Ryan Mock barely nudging Jake Bivens. Mock with his third foul, team fifth. I have the feeling we may be shooting a lot of free throws before the night is over. Haynes triggering in front of the Lakeview bench, trying to float it to Jake Bivens. It was knocked away by Hadley. Lakeview retains possession. Notice right in front of me, Phil Herman, Coldwater certified athletic trainer, was tightening up the leg knee brace on Michael Magos. Okay, would you mind explaining to me what just happened to give Coldwater the ball?
I have no idea. It's been kind of one of those nights for these officials.
I told you, full moon. All the technical glitches that have plagued us, that have plagued the scorer's table. Some of these weird, weird calls. Waterbury reversed. Can't get that one to go in. Great movement by the Cardinals. Unfortunately, they can't finish. Jake Watson with a rebound. Get it up top. Bivens, Haynes launches a triple. Drains a triple. Oh! Four-point lead, 46-42. Cardinals on top with a minute 20 left to play in the third. Triple team on Beckhusen. Gets it across to Waterbury. Trying to take it himself. Count the bucket and one! Sherlock picking up his second foul. His second foul is going to be the team's seventh. Coldwater will be in at least the 1-1 the remainder of the night. Nate Waterbury, after his first varsity field goal, going up to try and complete the three-point play and give the Cardinals a seven-point lead once again. With a minute 15 left in the third quarter, 48-42. Cardinals, and a miss on the back end. Flying in for the rebound is Jake Watson. Jake Bivens with the ball.
Banks it.
I was going to say Ryan Hadley fell asleep. That allowed Jake Bivens to get open and drain the triple. 48-45. Cardinals lead by three. Cardinals trying to run the fast break. Waterbury's fouled from behind by Russell Mathiak. Going to be his first foul, team eight. They're just going to give Waterbury the 1-1, though. Waterbury dips and shoots. Can't get it to go in. Jake Watson's there with a rebound for Lakeview. Chance for the Spartans to tie it up with a triple. Maybe from Bivens, maybe from Haynes. Here's Bivens dribble driving. Shoots despite the traffic. He got his own rebound. Put back falling down. Are they going to give him the bucket? That's the first question. They will give Jake Bivens the bucket. And he'll go up and try and complete the three-point play as Waterbury picks up his second foul, team sixth. 40.4 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Jake Bivens ties it up as he got a nice roll. It's 48 all. T.J. Fisk coming into the Lakeview lineup. Bivens getting a well-earned breather. Lakeview's throwing out a diamond press. Beckhusen to Case, who checked in. Back to Beckhusen, throwing the ball to an open Ryan Hadley. Dip, shoots, double-team closed in on him. And Hadley induces the foul. He'll go up for two. As Mathiak picks up his second foul, team ninth. Are they giving him two or just 1-1?
I believe they're going to give him two here. Yep.
The front end of the strip to the free throw line goes in for Ryan Hadley. The Cardinals retake the lead, 49-48, 32.2 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Second one is down, is up. In and out, Watson with a rebound. 1-point lead for the boys in red and white, 49-48. 25 seconds left to play in the third quarter, and it looks like Steve Wickman is calling his players to play for the final shot of the quarter. Camden Haynes is just dribbling the ball in between his legs at the center court circle. 12 seconds left to play in the quarter. Now moving off of Fisk's screen to Jake Watson. Got the ball poked away by Scout Case. Here comes Scout Case with 5 seconds. Give the ball to Waterbury.
Oh.
Too low of a pass, and it went through his hands out of bounds back to Lakeview. Oh, once again, Lakeview will try for the final shot of the quarter, but they have 2.5 seconds to try and finish. Half-court shot. Wide right at the buzzer. 49-48 Coldwater after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
get fresh food fast. Every Friday night at the Willows Bar and Grill in Coldwater, enjoy their generous three-piece fish basket with fries and homemade coleslaw for just $7.79. Or for just $2 more, get all you can eat of their famous Alaskan pollock, lightly breaded and cooked to perfection. Come join your friends for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 5 with specials on your favorite canned or draft beer at the Willows Bar and Grill, just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. And check out their new look.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4500.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
From the WTVB scoreboard at the end of the third quarter, Quincy is leading Springboard 47-36 in Quincy's Hall of Fame game here at Coldwater High School. The Cardinals with a 1-point lead over the depleted Lakeview Spartan squad, 49-48. The Cardinals with a ball to start the final quarter. Blaze Watson, who's back in, inbounds to Ryan Mock. Now Blaze gets it back. Lakeview starting out 2-3 zone. Now here's Maurer up top to Mock. Now back to Grant. Dribble drive on the motion. It comes to Blaze Watson on the right side. Puts a shoulder down, moving off a Grant screen, trying to feed Taggart inside. He couldn't pick it up. Fisk comes up with it for the Spartans. Jake Bivens, who's back in for the Spartans, has the ball. Moving off the screen set by Fisk to the right wing, underhands it to Hames. Now dribble driving down the middle. Five-footer in and out. The ball slapped back to Hames. He'll get it back out to the perimeter. 49-48. Coldwater leading Lakeview. Here's Bivens attacking the weak side. He draws a foul.
Maurer gonna pick up his fourth.
Lakeview finds themselves in the bonus. That is now 17 fouls against the Cardinals. On the shooting foul, Jake Bivens back at the line. Really, for the Spartans, for the Cardinals against the Spartans, he's the one Spartan that the Cardinals wouldn't really mind having at the free throw line, since he's not having a great night, although he makes the front end and ties the game up at 49 all. Second run off the back of the rim. Nope. Wasn't going to count anyway. Lane violation against the boys in purple. Blaze Watson will trigger in the backcourt. Jake Watson guarding him. Michael Magos trapped in the backcourt, finds Blaze. Now Ryan Mock on the right wing. I got away with a travel, finds Blaze Watson, streaking and scoring.
Good cut there by Blaze. What a nice cut.
This has to be a career night for Blaze on the varsity. He probably hasn't scored this many points, maybe even while he was on the JV last year.
Yeah, he had a couple of nights like this, and this is the way you expect him to play all the time. He is a good player.
Bivens misses other end of the floor. Here come the Cardinals on the break. Magos to Taggart. Dip. Shoots. Got his defender.
Oh, no. That was not a walk.
Don't count the bucket that went through the cylinder because of a traveling violation that I didn't really see.
I'll tell you what. That was a great pass from Magos. Great run out by Taggart. The official takes it away from him. Makes an anticipation call that never happened.
Lakeview ball trailing by two, 51-49. C.J. Foster with his four fouls is back in the Spartan lineup. Jake Watson at the top of the key, lost a dribble, picked up by Bivens helping out. Boss trying to set a screen, moving to the right wing, trying to back down the triple team that closed in on him. Watson mugs him. And Bivens is going to go up for a 1-1. Oh, really? They just gave the foul to Grant Maurer and he fouled out of the game? I thought Blaze Watson was going to be assessed the foul as he was mugging Bivens on his take.
Coach Kelly going to have to go to his bench now. Hadley.
Oh, we'll get that straightened out after this full timeout taken by the Cardinals. 6:14 left in regulation, 51-49 Coldwater. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Nate Waterbury checked into the Coldwater lineup after Grant Maurer picked up his fifth foul of the game. I thought that was kind of a phantom foul, to be honest with you.
Well, anybody should have had it. Probably Blaze should have had that one. But
I'm glad you agree with me on that viewpoint. Oh, Jake Bivens comes back to the free throw line, misses the front end of this trip to the charity stripe. It's on the shooting foul. It remains 51-49 Coldwater, 6:14 left in regulation. Got to start thinking about that, especially given the history between Coldwater and Lakeview in this gym in recent memory. Bivens misses both. Watson with a rebound. Blaze Watson hops up. Michael Magos launches a 12-footer. It's short ball taken away from Taggart by Bivens. Bivens launches a three ball over Waterbury. It's short. Magos with a rebound. Back and forth we go. Coldwater leads by two with 5:46 left in the fourth quarter. The pass looking for Blaze Watson taken away by guess who? Jake Bivens. Now Foster giving to Hames. He's too far underneath the bucket to try and get the layup. Instead, he'll take it outside and launch a triple.
Hames having a real solid night for himself tonight.
52-51, Lakeview with their first lead since early in the third quarter. Here's a dribble drive by Blaze Watson.
Blaze.
How about that? This double team closed in on him. He got the reverse one-handed scoop shot to go in, plus one. Coldwater retakes the lead, 53-52. Hunter Boss picks up his second foul. For what it's worth, it's the team 10th. Coldwater is going to be in the double bonus the rest of the night. Blaze Watson to try and convert on the three-point play. He can. It almost went over the backboard. Jake Watson, no relation, with the rebound to Camden Hames. He's between the circles, giving on the weave to C.J. Foster. Quickly down the middle, launches a 12-footer. It's short. Taggart's there with a rebound. Mock helping out as well. Magos pushing the ball up the floor. He's between the circles. Lakeview, their 2-3 zone. Wanted to take a triple, now decides to take that triple. Just missed it short. Here comes Bivens for Lakeview. Bounce pass to an open C.J. Foster, attacking the weak side and getting a layup. His first points of the second half, and Lakeview retakes the lead, 54-53. 4:36 left to play in regulation. Blaze Watson inside. Logan Taggart blows by the Temple team.
Oh, no.
Can't get it to finish with another double team closing in on him. Bivens with yet another rebound. Luke Beckhusen getting ready to check in for Coldwater at the next dead ball. Bivens with a strong take. Whistle and a foul against Nate Waterbury. His third, team ninth. Bivens up to the charity stripe for Lakeview's final 1-1. Magos getting a well-earned breather as Beckhusen comes in for the boys in red and white.
They've been struggling a little bit from the line tonight, Sean.
That's putting it rather charitably. The Cardinal Crazy's trying to say you will miss, but he did not on the front end. He will get the bonus. 55-53, Spartans with 4:21 left in regulation. Misses on the back end. It's still a two-point game. Watson had the ball taken away off of his pass. C.J. Foster has it.
Just a little quick there. Got to stay under control.
Jake Bivens, spin move in front of Waterbury. 12-footer doesn't go in. He gets his own rebound. Wild shot is short, and Beck Husen with a rebound. Beck Husen wants to run. Give it to Blaze Watson on the motion. Now dribble drive, though. Finger roller is good for Blaze. He is a man possessed right now. We're tied at double nickels. 55 all, 3:45 left in regulation. Again, Lakeview without the services of four players, three of whom are among their leaders. Cardinals want to take advantage and finally get that elusive first win in the Smack East this season. It's a 55-55 tie, 3:22 left in the fourth quarter. Here's Bivens, sideline left, picked up by Waterbury, trying to give the ball to Boss. Bobbles the ball, whistle on a foul against Coldwater.
Going to get Taggart with a hold.
It's just his second, but that is Coldwater's 10th team foul. Double bonus the rest of the night for both teams. Let's see what Mr. Bost is shooting from the free throw line. We established 40% shooter coming into the season. Makes the first one here and gives Lakeview the lead once again, 56-55. T.J. Fisk getting ready to check in for Lakeview. Presumably it would be for Bost. Misses on the back end of that trip to the free throw line. It rolled in and out. Blaze Watson comes up with the ball. It gives to Waterbury. Now back to Blaze. Here's Beck Husen trying to dribble drive baseline right side. Cut off. Now back to Waterbury. Now moving to the left elbow. Found a hole in the defense and scores.
Good little slide step there. Great job by Nathan.
57-56 Coldwater on top. 2:45 left in regulation. Here is Bivens. Quick move to the bucket, and he misses on the right blocks. Spartans get it back. Haynes for three. Off the hoop, no good. Bust is there with a rebound. He's triple team. Now get it to Jake Watson. Fakes out Blaze. No relation. Shot from the left blocks is short. Beck Husen comes up with the ball for Coldwater. Beck Husen to Mock on the right wing. Now up top to Waterbury. The Cardinals lead by one, 57-56. Watson on the right wing. Beck Husen trying to get the ball back out. Blocked by Hayes. Picked up by Blaze. Shoots from the right elbow. Too strong off the back of the rim. Whistle and a Spartan foul.
Going to put Ryan Mock at the line here. Going to be in the two-shot situation.
Camden Haynes picking up his fourth foul. Timeout, Lakeview. Full timeout, 2:06 left. Coldwater with a 57-56 lead. Important free throws coming up for Ryan Mock after this one-minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
This time of year, going out means looking for a place to get in out of the cold. And Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater is the perfect place. There are so many things that make Benedict's a hot spot, like choice Black Angus, daily dinner and drink specials with 24 beers on tap and daily happy hour from 4 to 6, and live entertainment Thursday nights. That's Coldwater's premier steakhouse. Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
From the WTVB scoreboard, boys basketball, Gull Lake beat Sturgis 50-40. Of course, the Cardinals travel to Sturgis next Friday night. Coming out of Lakeview's timeout, they have two full timeouts in the 30 left. Coldwater has a 30 and two timeouts as well. Ryan Mack to the free throw line. First to two. Good. As the Cardinal crazy sway in rhythm underneath the bucket. Cardinals lead by two. 58-56, 206 left in regulation. Now by three as Mack makes both on the free throw line. He's 4 of 6 on the night. C.J. Foster with the ball with his four fouls on the left wing. Gets it to Bivens. Off the screen set by Watson. A quick move down the right blocks and he scores. His first field goal of the fourth quarter. The Spartans trail by just one, 59-58. Minute 42 left to play in regulation. Blaze Watson to Nate Waterbury. Sophomore playing his first game on the varsity. Heinz Beckhusen on the back right corner of the front court. Now back to Waterbury with Foster picking him up. Quick move by Waterbury. Count the bucket and one. How about that by Nate?
He always finds a way to get it in. Gets that shot off and it just rolled over.
Jake Watson picking up his third foul. Coldwater leads by 61-58. Bossed in for the Spartans. Fisk to the bench. Offense for defense. Offense for defense. Waterbury to make it a two-possession game. There it is. 62-58 Coldwater. Minute 25 left to play in regulation. Here's Foster on the motion. It comes to Hames down the middle. Whistle foul. I think they gave it to Blaze. It was a very... Yep, that is Blaze Watson's fourth foul. Of course, both teams in the double bonus. Three timeouts left for both teams. If there is a jump ball right now, the possession arrow is pointing toward Lakeview. Hames misses the first of two from the charity stripe. 0 of 3 tonight. Remains 62-58 Coldwater, a minute 19 left. Second one is down, is up. Bounces off the back of the rim, but there's a rebound by the Spartans.
Oh,
Bost,
no.
Yes, and one.
That's going to be Blaze's fifth foul, too.
A great game for Blaze Watson, ending a minute and 17 before the final buzzer, potentially. 19 points, he'll leave the floor. To a nice round of applause. 19 points leading the way for the Cardinals. Michael Magos comes in for him. Not a bad night out there for Logan Taggart either. He's credited with 13 and 11 off the bench for Nate Waterbury. 17 for Jake Bivens. Boss can't convert on a three-point play. It remains 62-60. Cardinals leading by two. Foster and Hames each with 12 for the Spartans right now. Coldwater ball, Beckhusen with it. A minute 3 left in the fourth quarter. Waterbury comes with it. Foster trying to poke the ball away. The Cardinals going four corners. Long throw, Beckhusen to Waterbury on the left wing. Immediate double team on him. Now back to Mock. Foster taking one for the team, sending Mock to the free throw line. He had to do exactly what Coach Steve Wickman asked him to do. Stop the clock, send Ryan Mock to the free throw line, but the move could backfire as Ryan Mock has been pretty decent from the charity stripe tonight, 4 of 6.
Ryan, one of our most consistent free throw shooters all year.
In fact, he is the best free throw shooter on the team, 78.6% coming in. John Munoz coming in to replace C.J. Foster. First to two from Ryan Mock is good. 63-60, Cardinals, 50.7 seconds left. Now to make it a two-possession game. Down, up, and good. Ice in his veins right now, I'm telling you. Here comes Jake Bivens for the Lakeview Spartans. Waterbury guarding him off of Bost's screen, moving to the baseline. Fadeaway Jay, no good. Rebound by Bost.
Oh,
yes,
no.
And one. Logan Taggart picking up his third foul. Russell Mathiak checked into the Lakeview lineup. Hunter Bost to the free throw line to cut the lead down to one. It's good. And timeout Lakeview. A full timeout, 38 and a half seconds left in regulation, 64-63 Coldwater. Back in a minute, you're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. Magos immediately trapped. He needs help. And Brian Kelly will have to burn a timeout with 33.7 seconds left. He'll take a full timeout. We'll keep it here with 33.7 seconds left in regulation. Coldwater leading 64-63. While the clock is stopped, we can give you some scoring updates on the WTVB scoreboard. The other girls' basketball games in the Smack East went like this. Marshall beat Battle Creek Central 68-35. Gull Lake all over Sturgis 58-15. And Battle Creek Central beat Loy Norix 42-34. Boys basketball final, Quincy defeats Springport 56-52. Again, the Orioles coming to the Coldwater High School gym next Monday.
That'll be a fun night. Hopefully a big crowd for that game.
Quincy now improving to 7-1 in the Big 8, pending how Homer does tonight. Quincy and Homer could be tied atop the Big 8 standings.
Well, Homer is an outstanding team, and Quincy doesn't have anything to be ashamed of. They took him right down to the wire and just lost that game the last 3-4 minutes. So they'll get another chance at Homer. Not bad Homer this later in the year here, this month in February.
Coming out of Coldwater's timeout, Ryan Mock inbounds to Nate Waterbury, immediately two-timed. He's still in trouble as the Spartans turning up the pressure on the press. Micah Magos gets it across as Waterbury's run over. No call, whistle, and a foul. Magos is going to go up for two.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Hunter Boss just fouled out of the game.
There was a couple of pretty hard hits back here.
And that is what Brian Kelly, letting this assistant referee let his feelings be known about. Hunter Boss is going to have to come out of the game and get replaced.
He hasn't done a real good job all night, this guy.
The guy with the bald head and the goatee?
Yeah, he's not real strong.
Well, this is why you've got a strong guy like Rich Randall being the lead official tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
Candon Haynes will come in for Hunter Boss, having just fouled out of the game. Magos to the free throw line. For the first time in the second half. The Jim Quiet's first one. In and out. Magos just a 20% free throw shooter coming in. He is now... Well, that's actually keeping to his average. He's 2-5 so far tonight.
He was my best free throw shooter a year ago. He'll knock this one down.
Go figure.
Get it in, Michael. Yeah.
After a couple of bounces, it does go in. The Cardinals lead by two, 65-63. It's going to be Lakeview ball in the backcourt. 23.6 seconds left to play in regulation. Coldwater now leads 65-63. Watson inbounds to Bivens. Bivens. Magel's picking him up on defense. Bivens, patented spin move to the cup. Yes! Tie ball game. 65 all, 12 seconds left in regulation. Beck using in trouble, and Coldwater calls time. Coldwater will make it a full timeout. Again, we'll stay here with 11.1 seconds left in regulation. A 65-65 tie sets up perfectly for the Cardinals to get the winning shot at the buzzer.
Well, sure does. And the big thing is you got to get that ball in bounds here. And once we get the ball in bounds, then we can attack. Hopefully the officials will call the contact. And if nothing else, we can get to the line.
Both teams in the double bonus. Coldwater with 1:30 timeout left. Lakeview with two full timeouts left. If there is a jump ball, the possession arrow is pointing toward Lakeview. Standing O from the fans directly behind us. They better take a seat. Our videographer won't be able to see what's going on. Hint, hint.
Hey, I tell you what, this is the most excitement we've had in this gym in quite a while. It's just good to see.
Certainly this year and maybe in the past two or three years.
Yes, it has been.
Coldwater ball coming out of the timeout. The inbound, Lakeview's pressing. Mock is looking, and Mock is forced to burn Coldwater's final timeout. It's going to be a 30.
Good call there. Ryan Mock, the senior, showed some real leadership there. Realized it was getting close, got the timeout. So
how about the Pep Band? They've been here for both games, and they have been in midseason form themselves.
Yes, they have. Nice job by them. Good to see them stay for both games tonight, all the way to the end.
Under the direction of Katie Jewell, the drum major. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Kumaron Arivoli. ...65-65 tie. Coldwater and Lakeview with 11.1 seconds left in regulation.
The biggest thing is we got to get this one in bounds.
Ryan Mock is looking in the backcourt.
He's holding.
A foul before the inbound could even take place. The foul goes against Jake Bivens. He picks up his fourth.
Bivens so had right a hold of him. That should be a intentional foul. It should be. He had right a hold of his shirt.
More specifically, he had a hold of Nate Waterbury, so he's at the free throw line to try and break the tie.
Had a hold of his shirt. Ball out of bounds.
First of two from young Nate Waterbury.
Nathan.
Got a rather unfortunate bounce that was halfway down and came back up. Full timeout taken by Lakeview. 11.1 seconds left in regulation. One more free throw coming up for Nate Waterbury. Lakeview will get the ball after that, and we'll see how it all transpires. 65-65 tie. Just one timeout left here in regulation, and that belongs to Lakeview, the full timeout. We haven't had a held ball in a while. The possession arrow still pointing Spartan way.
Well, the tough part here is 11.1 seconds still up there. A lot of time after Nathan knocks this one down. I always like to think positive in this situation.
...65-65 tie. Coldwater Cardinals, Lakeview Spartans. 11.1 seconds left in regulation. Chance to track the WTVB scoreboard. The only boys scorer that we have in right now was Gull Lake beating Sturgis 50-40. Of course, this game is still going on. Who knows what's going on between Harper Creek and Marshall right now. And Loy Norris and Battle Creek Central. Actually, the Bearcats should have the upper hand in that one.
Oh, you would think so.
Coming out of the Lakeview timeout, Waterbury back the free throw line. Most important free throw of his young career. In and out. We're still tied at 65s. Here comes Jake Bivens. Now Lakeview with a chance to play for the win. Lakeview, spin move, whistle, and we have a foul and a miss by Bivens. Magos picking up his second foul. Not necessarily a bad foul for Magos. Again, just a second. Jake Bivens back at the free throw line where he hasn't been the best tonight. There's just 3.5 seconds, though, left in regulation. The Cardinals out of timeouts. First of two from Bivens. Draws iron. Russell Mathiak checking into the Spartan lineup. John Munoz to the bench. Now for the Spartans to get a one-point lead down up. It rolled in and out. Rebound by Hadley. 2 seconds, 1 second, three-quarter court shot by Waterbury.
Oh, it's off the rim.
We're going OT. 65-65 tie after regulation. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Did you think it'd quiet down at Haylett Auto and RV Coldwater? Be like July 5th at a fireworks store? It isn't crazy like this spring and summer when everyone showed up at Haylett's because the word's out. If it's about travel trailers or fifth wheels, hightail it to Haylett. Haylett has what you need. Everything. One stop and 11-acre camping and RV superstore packed with the best brands on wheels, starting with Jayco. A hitch to haul it? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Anything. And everything you want. And one more thing. Service. As other dealers knock down prices on 2013s to get them off the lot, Haylett has 14s in stock. New floor plans you've got to see. Dave doesn't have many 13s. So guess what? They're giving 2013 discount deals on 14s. RVs and fifth wheels go where everybody goes. Hightail it to Haylett. Auto and RV on US 12 east of I-69 exit 13 in Coldwater, Michigan. And online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com where your family camping adventures begin.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
4 fresh minutes put up on the scoreboard clock as we hit overtime. Tied at 65s. Each team given one additional timeout. So now Lakeview has 2 full timeouts. Coldwater has 1 full timeout. Fouls in the possession arrow. All the fouls carry over from the end of the fourth quarter. Possession arrow will be determined after the tip-off at center court between Jake Watson for Lakeview and Logan Taggart for Coldwater. This is Coldwater's first overtime game of the season. Lakeview has lost in overtime at Loy Norick, 77-74. So they're 0-1 this season in overtime games. The Spartans control the tip. Here's Jake Bivens, the money man. The runner down the lane is short. Ball tapped by Magos on his attempt for the rebound. Magos is going to go the other way for two as Rashad Cobb falls out of the game.
Tiger going to go to the line, I guess, over the back.
Only his second trip to the free throw line.
Tiger 2 for 2 tonight.
TJ Fisk will come into the Lakeview lineup. Presumably it is for Rashad Cobb. Two big free throws coming up for the Cardinals' leading scorer. First one's good. The Cardinals retake the lead. 66-65, 3:46 left to play in overtime. Second one off the back of the rim. Skying in for the rebound is Jake Bivens, who's playing like a man possessed right now. Nice pass on the weak side. Haynes misses. Rebound by Mock. Mock finds Michael Magos. Ahead it comes to Luke Beckhuizen on the left wing. Dribble driving. Scoop shot doesn't go in. Ball taken in by Mathiak, who gives to Bivens. 66-65 Cardinals. Here is Haynes on the right wing, running on the curl. Bumps. No call. He misses on his shot. Rebounded by Waterbury. Nate Waterbury cut off the free throw line. Get it to Magos. He was open for just a split second, but the defense
right
was quick to
close in
on him. I saw the travel. I know you might not necessarily agree, but it was a very quick slide of the pivot foot.
I just don't like it when the official calls it from 50 feet away.
Spartan ball trailing by one, 66-65 Cardinals, 2:56 left in overtime. Haynes to Bivens, he's at center court. Magos picks him up on defense, moving off screen by Fisk. Now kick the ball out, right corner three, in and out for Haynes. Rebound by Jake Watson, turnaround shot, bounces, does not go in. Mock with a rebound. Finds Nate Waterbury, who will get the ball across the timeline for the Cardinals. Bounce pass Michael Magos. Oh. Couple crossover dribble, can't get the runner to go in. Rebounded by the Spartans. Mathiak ahead to a streaking Jake Watson. Whistle, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Ryan Mock. Mock with his fourth foul.
We're going to be deep into both benches before this one's over.
Let's see. Grant Maurer, Blaze Watson fouled out for Coldwater. First of two from Jake Watson goes through. So we're tied at 66s with 2:24 left in overtime. C.J. Foster, Rashad Cobb, and Hunter Bost fouling out for Lakeview. Jake Watson makes both from the free throw line. The Spartans retake the lead, 67-65. Cardinal ball, here's Waterbury between the circles. Get it to Mock on the left wing, two time. Now back to Waterbury, back to Mock. Thought triple, will get it back to Waterbury. Top of the key, dribble drive. The Cardinals thought it was poked away from Waterbury, but Lakeview's going to get the ball out of bounds in the backcourt. 2:07 left in the first overtime. Lakeview leading 67-65. Jake Bivens with the ball across the timeline. Magos picks him up on D. Here's that quick move to the bucket. I thought he was out of bounds. He got the shot off from the left baseline. He leaves it short. Here come the Cardinals. Beckhuis and bounce pass Ryan Mock. He traveled. It's a shame, too, because the ball went through the cylinder. 67-66 Lakeview, and Steve Wickman calls one of his two timeouts. A minute 47 left in overtime. The Spartans lead 67-66. We'll take this 1 minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
At AmeriGas Propane Company, you get the big company backing with local people you know and trust. This is Lisa Visa, and we have over 100 years combined propane experience at AmeriGas. With our 24/7 emergency call center, we won't leave you out in the cold or unsafe at any time. We offer fantastic first fill options for new customers and guaranteed price programs and budgets for all customers that qualify. For more information, visit us on US 12 in Coldwater, online at AmeriGas.com, or call 517-278-4521.
The Piggy Bank. When you were a kid, it was the symbol of savings and responsibility, helping you to save money for the things you really wanted. Today, you can simply shop at Meijer, where your money goes further with our low Meijer prices on thousands of items you use every day. And don't forget about our great sales. Plus, you can save even more by signing up for M-Perks, so you can take advantage of great offers with our digital coupons and rewards. You know, come to think about it, Meijer's just like a piggy bank, but even better.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
1 minute, 47 seconds left to play in the first overtime. It is Lakeview 67, Coldwater 66. Jake Watson will inbound in front of the Coldwater bench to Jake Bivens. Also out there, Russell Mathiak, TJ Fisk, and Camden Haynes. I'll set the Coldwater lineup momentarily as Haynes receives the ball from Watson. Here's Bivens on the left wing. Trying to back down. Magos got the spin move. A runner, a wild runner, a short whistle, and a foul. And Jake Bivens just fouled out of the game, it looks like.
Jake Bivens just reached out and grabbed Michael Magos' leg as Mike went by, and official caught it.
Oh, Jake Bivens fouls out with 19 points. That really hurts the Spartans' chances in the remaining minute 27. I'll tell you what, these other players on the court, they have been very, very game.
Yeah, this has been a real fun game to watch, if nothing else.
Lakeview 3-4 in the East, 5-5 overall coming in. Coldwater 0-6 in the East, 1-8 overall coming in. But you would not know that, judging by the fact that we're in overtime and Michael Magos just tied it up at 67s with a first of two from the free throw line. Munoz checked in for Lakeview, by the way, for Bivens, who had just fouled out with 19 points. For the lead, Quiet Jim down, up. The applause says it all right there, my friend. 68-67 Lakeview. Here's Camden Haynes between the circles. Beck Husen guarding him. Here's a runner down the middle, and Beck Husen is going to be assessed the foul. Just his first. It will be Camden Haynes going up to the charity stripe for Lakeview. A 40% free throw shooter coming in. First to two here from Haynes. Bounces, does not go in. The Cardinals retain the one-point lead for the time being. Not a bad person to put at the free throw line tonight. He is now 0-5. Minute 17 left in the first overtime. There's his first make from the charity strike. Haynes splits the pair, ties the game up at 68 all. A minute 15 left to play in overtime number one. Here's Nate Waterbury, 30 feet away from the bucket to Beck Husen. Now back to Waterbury. Beck Husen, left sideline, back to Waterbury. You can hear the coaches shouting out strategy. Steve Whitman for Lakeview, Brian Kelly for Coldwater. Coldwater's trying to lull the Lakeview 2-3 zone defense to sleep. Get a strong move to the bucket. Maybe they're playing for the final shot. Oh, here comes the double team. Now back to Beck Husen and Waterbury. How much for that? Oh, a double dribble called on Waterbury, giving the ball back to Lakeview. .3 seconds left to play in overtime. 68-68 tie. Lakeview ball. Camden Haynes gets it across the timeline. Beck Husen picking him up on defense. Now get the ball to Watson, and now Mathiak on the left wing up top. Swing the ball around. Here is Haynes with 25 seconds left in overtime. Mathiak, right corner, moving to his left. Now get it back up top. Looks like Lakeview is aiming to play for the final shot of the quarter, and timeout is called by Steve Wickman, the Lakeview head coach. Final timeout here for the Spartans, unless we go into a second overtime. We're tied at 68 all, 19.9 seconds left to play in the first extra period. Ryan Hadley checks into the Coldwater lineup.
Well, it's just, it's been one of those games that both teams just played extraordinarily hard all night long. Mistake here and a mistake there. A lot of missed free throws on both sides. So, you know, both teams had their chances to win this ball game, and we'll see what happens here. 20 seconds to go. Tied 68-68.
Hey, remember the Dexter Dreadnoughts coming here to Coldwater for the Holiday Hoops Tournament?
Yes, I do.
We revisit the WTVB scoreboard. This was MLive's statewide game of the week. They beat Ypsilanti Lincoln tonight, 49-43.
Wow. Well, you know what? They did a good job against us.
Dexter improves to 10-1 overall. Lincoln falls to 9-2.
Well, here we go.
Lakeview ball coming out of the Spartans' final timeout. Watson will inbound. Five on the floor for Coldwater. It is Michael Magos, Luke Beckhusen, Nate Waterbury, Ryan Hadley, and Ryan Mock. Haynes with the ball just past half court. Beckhusen picking him up. 12, 11, 10 seconds left in overtime. Lofting the ball to Watson. The give and go to Haynes. Count the bucket and one.
Oh, man.
Brian Kelly thought that there was a travel that should have been called. I think that is going to fall to deaf ears. Luke Beckhusen assessed the foul, his second.
He did not count the basket.
The foul came before the basket, so got that.
Haynes,
we're still tied at 68. Haynes the line, first of two. Uh-oh, he's catching fire. Lakeview just retook the lead, 69-68. Now the Cardinals with 6.8 seconds left. And Brian Kelly will call his lone timeout. So both teams out of timeouts. If we go a second overtime, both teams will be given a timeout. The possession arrow is right now pointing toward Coldwater. 6.8 seconds left in overtime at 69-68 Lakeview.
Well, plenty of time here. 6.8 seconds to even if he misses or makes to get down court and get a real good shot. Coach Kentley coming up with something here. He's got to give somebody a good open look at it. Probably either Magos or Waterbury or Mock, I would think.
It'll be Beck Hughes and Waterbury, Magos, Hadley, and Mock on the floor for Coldwater coming out of the timeout. Lakeview will answer with Mathiak, Haynes, Munoz, Fisk, and Watson. 6.8 seconds left to play in overtime. Now I'm taking a look to my left. The Coldwater High School Student Council Advisor, Karen Kiss, checking in. The Cardinal Spirit Week dance was supposed to start 42 minutes ago, but I don't think anyone's going to mind being late to the dance.
Not tonight, they're not. Too much excitement right here in this gymnasium.
Camden Hames back at the free throw line to try and give Lakeview a 2-second lead. The Cardinals will get the ball with 6.8 seconds left. Second of two, down, up. Bounces off the rim, Mock's there with a rebound, ahead to Luke Beck, he was in 4 seconds, 3 seconds ahead, Waterbury to the cup, the score, off the glass, no, tip in, no! Lakeview rushes the floor, but hold on, we may have a foul here.
Yeah.
That's it, Lakeview wins in overtime, 69-68.
Wow.
Lakeview improves to 4-4 in the East, 6-5 overall. Coldwater drops to 0-7 in the division and 1-9 overall. A tough one to swallow.
Yes, that was. Waterbury got
mugged underneath the bucket.
Pretty much at the end. But, yeah, that's pretty tough for them.
69-68 in overtime. Lakeview on top. Back with the post game after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Boys Basketball on WTVB.
Bird watching is your lifetime ticket to the theater of the outdoors. This winter, let Nottawa Gas Company and Tekontcha help you transform your backyard into an oasis of nature. At Nottawa Gas, they stock more than 20,000 bird feeders, a wide variety of premium bird seed, bird houses, bird baths, and bird bath heaters for all your feathered friends. They're more than gas. Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekontcha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
For over 45 years, Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater has kept customers coming back with great quality jewelry, the lowest prices, and a repair department that's second to none. With an expert sales staff just waiting to help you purchase that perfect gift, Culey's is the place to go. Engagement rings are waiting for your approval. Come see their selection of carat diamonds in either princess or brilliant cut round stones. Watches need a new home. Diamond earrings and pendants are all calling your name. Plus, it's not too early to start thinking about that special Valentine's Day gift. With free layaway and gift wrapping, shop where shopping is fun. Culey's Jewelry. Culey's Jewelry, located in downtown Coldwater since 1968.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
Harold has it. That's right, Harold has it. Harold Chevrolet Buick has it all. We are the tri-state area's largest volume dealer. And you know what large volume means? Huge discounts. We have over 200 vehicles ready for immediate delivery. We are so confident that we will not be undersold that we have the low price guarantee. If we cannot beat a competitor's price, we will pay you $1,000. That's right. Harold has it. The low price guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is the home of guaranteed credit approval. We are so confident that we can get you approved for a loan, we guarantee it, or we pay you $1,000. All you need is income of about $800 a month and a small down payment or trade, and you will be driving home a nicer, newer car today. That's right. Harold has it. Credit approval guarantee. Harold Chevrolet Buick is one of Indiana's only certified elite service facilities. We have a low price guarantee on all tires for all makes and all models. See us for all your automotive needs. You don't have to look any further than 824 North Wayne Street, just north of the mountain in downtown Angola, or visit us online at haroldchevrolet.com. Because if you're looking for it, Harold has it.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Wow, wasn't that a game?
That was a fun game to watch. I just wish we'd have came out on top on that. It just one of those games. We had plenty of chances.
The final score in overtime, Lakeview came out on top over Coldwater, 69-68. Lakeview outscored Coldwater 4-3. The game-winning point was scored by Camden Hames at the free throw line. Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. Our post-game comments are brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company of Coldwater. Is your company doing its part to help save the planet? Union Pallet and Container offers a complete recycling program to retrieve, remanufacture, and repair pallets that are beyond their usable life. Call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888, where they're a proud supporter of the Branch Area Food Pantry. Coach Brian Kelly joining us on our post-game show. We wound up with another classic between the Cardinals and Spartans in this gym.
Was that a question?
That was trying to set up your comments about this tonight's game.
Yeah, good game. Both teams battled hard. Just came down to the wire, and we're 1 point short tonight.
Yeah, some nice contributions throughout the night from all your folks. But Magos had an outstanding ball game. Nate Waterbury, just up from the JVs, handled himself real well in most situations.
Yeah, I thought as a team we played hard, and we did a lot of good things. I thought Blaze Watson came out and just gave us a huge lift right away, and on both ends of the floor and stuff like that. It's just one of those games that we just couldn't get over the hump there at the end.
Well, that's just great contributions from a lot of folks. Just like nice to see you score some points tonight, Coach.
Absolutely. I thought they played extremely hard. We attacked the rim, we attacked the basket, and it gave us some scoring opportunities. I mean, we shoot 41 free throws, and, just not enough. 1 point short, it's a heartbreaker. The kids, I feel sorry for them, and I feel disappointed for them because, they really wanted this one, and they battled hard, and we just, that 1 point short, just couldn't get it done.
Well, we'll come back again on Monday against Quincy, and that'll be a big battle, and I'm sure they'll enjoy that one too.
It's the first of three games coming up in this coming week. Quincy Monday, Galesburg Augusta Tuesday, Sturgis Friday. Actually, because of how the weather has fared, the next couple of weeks you're going to have to play three games a week, so hopefully they're ready to get at it.
I thought we were tonight too, so we just got to come back, and this one hurts, and we got to just kind of put it behind us and get ready for Monday and whoever we play, and through the next couple weeks. I mean, we got seven or eight games in the next two or three weeks, so it's just going to be one right after the other we got to get ready for.
Thanks,
unfortunately,
Coach.
We also have to kind of throw out that caveat, weather permitting, the way this winter's been.
I'm not even going to worry about that right now. There's nothing I can do to control that. So if we play, we're ready to play. If we're not, playing, then we'll figure out something else.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us on our postgame show.
All right, thank you.
Brian Kelly joining us on our postgame show. In overtime, Lakeview over Coldwater, 69-68. And here's how they scored. For the victorious Spartans, who improved to 4-4 overall, and well, 6-5 overall, and 4-4 in the SMAC East. C.J. Foster with 12. Jake Bivens leading the way for the purple and white with 19 before falling out. Jake Watson with 11. Camden Hames with 14, including the game-winning free throw. T.J. Fisk with 5 and Hunter Bost with 8. Those are the 69 that are up on the board for Lakeview. Meanwhile, for Coldwater, they drop to 1-7 in the I'm looking at the wrong scorebook. They dropped it 0-7 in the East and 1-9 overall. It would have been nice for the Cardinals to have gotten their first SMAC East win tonight on the boys' side. But tonight it was not to be. For the Cardinals, Luke Beckhusen with 2. Nate Waterbury in his varsity debut with 11, including 5 of 11 from the free throw line. Michael Magos with 10. Blaze Watson leading the way for the red and white with 19. Ryan Mock with 8. Ryan Hadley 4. And Logan Taggart with 14. Those are the 68 for Coldwater. By the quarters, Coldwater won the first frame 17-13. Lakeview won the second 20-13. It was Coldwater on top in the third quarter 19-15. Lakeview outscored Coldwater in the fourth frame 17-16. And in overtime 4-3. Final shooting percentages. Lakeview finished the game shooting 23 out of 73, 31.5%. It breaks down to 12 of 34 in the first half, 11 of 32 in the second half, and 0 of 7 in overtime. From the three-point line, 5 of 13, 31.3%, 1 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 10 in the second half, 0 of 1 in overtime. From the free throw line, 18 of 37, 48.6%, 8 of 12 in the first half, 6 of 19 in the second half, 4 of 6 in overtime when it really counted. The Cardinals, 41.2% shooting for the game, 21 out of 51. It breaks down 9 of 23 in the first half, 12 of 25 in the second half, 0 of 3 in overtime. 2 of 12 from downtown, 16.7%, 1 of 8 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second, none attempted in overtime. And the free throw line, 58.5%, 24 of 41 shooting, 11 of 18 in the first half, 10 of 19 in the second half, 3 of 4 in overtime. Coldwater out-rebounded Lakeview, according to her statisticians, Emma and Keegan Dwyer, 54-42. 15 assists for the Cardinals, 13 for the Spartans, leading the way on the assists side of the table. Michael Magos had 4. Meanwhile, C.J. Foster and Jake Bivens, each with 5 assists for the Spartans. Turnovers, 27 for the Cardinals, and just 9 for Lakeview off of those turnovers. The Spartans edging out Coldwater 17-8. Second chance points 14-9 favor Lakeview. Points off the bench, the Cardinals outscoring Lakeview 17-5.
Yeah, just Coach Kelly kind of hit it right on the nose there. You know, just one of those games where you just come up one point short. You know, the kids played hard. You know, yeah, you can go back and say you missed a rebound or you missed a. Or you missed a shot or a free throw here and there, you know, but those things happened. And, you know, it just it's important to keep a positive attitude and go back and just play. Get ready on Sunday, and we'll come back and get Quincy on Monday.
In case you didn't hear, Quincy made a successful Hall of Fame night by beating Springport 56-52 to keep pace with Homer on top of the Big 8 standings. See if we can get a score of how Homer did in their game tonight in a little bit. While I do that, we can mention that it was a sweep of the games here tonight at Coldwater High School between the Cardinals and the Spartans. Lakeview girls picked up a 14 win over Coldwater, 59-45. Three players in double figures for Lakeview: Kirby Homer with 16, Casey Looper with 12, Amy Caponegro with 10, Kenzie Galloway with 18, and Michaela Gillette, our McDonald's player of the game, with 10 points.
Yeah, Michaela came out, had an outstanding game, deserved that honor, and hopefully we
got to train these people not to try and talk to us when we're on the air.
I know, but yeah, it's just tough sometimes. But
it's a full moon tonight. That's my story. Anyway, I'm sticking to it. Oh, I did find out that Quincy remains one game back of Homer in the Big 8 Conference race. Homer defeated Athens tonight 85-60.
Yeah, good ball club up there in Homer.
One last bit of business before we call it a night, the naming of our McDonald's Player of the Game for the Boys Contest. We'll do that after this from McDonald's in Branch County.
What does glory taste like?
Welcome to the largest sports stage in the world here at the Olympic Winter Games.
Glory tastes bold.
He scores! Patrick Kane with his second goal of the game for Team USA!
Glory tastes miraculous.
And it's Shawnee Davis shattering another speed skating world record.
Glory tastes like 20 golden chicken McNuggets for just $5, spiced up with new habanero ranch sauce. Let's all taste glory. Prices and participation may vary.
You pick up your dry cleaning and discover they've burned several holes in your favorite white blouse. It now looks more like a burnt piece of toast or a tattered smock worn by a modern artist. You are not happy. But then you remember the latest amazing creation from McCafe. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. The taste of a luscious chocolate-covered strawberry is enough to brighten any day. Even this one. The new chocolate-covered strawberry frappe. Another way to love McCafe. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Whether McDonald's player of the game, we were both unanimous in giving Blaze Watson the honor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Blaze came out, just took the ball to the hoop all night long.
Well,
Outstanding job.
He lived up to his name literally tonight.
That's for sure. He did do that.
Oh, 19 points leading the way for the Cardinals. Blaze Watson, no relation, our McDonald's player of the game. Another quick look at the WTVB scoreboard. Smack East boys basketball. Battle Creek Central remains undefeated in East Division play as they beat Loy Norix 77-53.
Yeah, pretty solid team there at Battle Creek Central. So
yeah, they come out to the Coldwater High School gym in 3 weeks. Oh, it's back to the drawing board for the Coldwater Cardinals. They will go up against the Quincy Orioles squad, coming off a big win against Springport tonight, 56-52, the Orioles beating the Springport Spartans. And that's going to be coming up on Monday night. The cross-county battle right here at the Coldwater High School gym. Should be a good one.
Yeah, it should be. I'm going to have a new have a little fill-in this week as Coach Mike Murphy is going to help you out. I'm going to take the night off, Sean, so good luck to you that evening, and then we'll be back with you probably on Tuesday and Friday next week.
See, he would have been shadowing us, but he was sent out to scout Galesburg Augusta.
Yeah, did some scouting tonight, yep.
That would be Coldwater's next opponent following the Quincy game, but it'll be the Cardinals here against the Quincy Orioles. Mike Murphy making his broadcast debut, joining me, Mike Sy, Monday night from here at the Coldwater High School gym beginning at 7. We hope you can join us either here in the gym, listening to the radio on AM 1590 or FM 95.5, or listening online at WTVBAM.com. That's a story from here at Coldwater High School as we approach the 10 o'clock hour. For Sean Delaney, back in the WTVB studios for all 4.5 hours of our broadcast, and for my broadcast partner, Quinn Berry, Sean Watson signing off from the home of the Cardinals. They were swept by the Lakeview Spartans tonight. The girls' game went Lakeview's way, 59-45. Coldwater lost to Lakeview in overtime in the boys' contest, 69-68. Until Monday, have a good weekend. Stay safe and good night, everyone.
Tonight's action brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club: Amerigas, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Bovelia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Consumers Credit Union, Cooley's Jewelry, Donay's On Time Service, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Harold Chevrolet, Halen Auto and RV, Kellogg Community College, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.